The Air Force is in the last phase of a process to determine whether it will base new state-of-the-art F-35 fighter jets at the Vermont Air National Guard Base, which shares runway use with the Burlington International Airport. Although the airport is in South Burlington, its leaseholder is the City of Burlington. Progressive city councilors plan to introduce a resolution that would prohibit the plane from being based at the airport during a meeting October 28th. The city attorney was asked by the mayor and several city councilors to prepare an opinion responding to potential legal concerns, and she released her conclusions on Thursday afternoon. City Attorney Eileen Blackwood negates many of the opponent's arguments in her 14-page memo. She nullifies claims that the city could be held liable for damages and noise. Blackwood also cautions that if the city denies F-35 access, the FAA could perceive that as a violation of existing agreements and deny federal funding. Bristol attorney Jim Dumont works with the Stop the F-35 Coalition and represents residents of the Burlington, South Burlington, and Winooski area adjacent to the airport. Dumont disputes the city attorney's conclusions, saying she answered the wrong questions.
Her analysis of liability flows from her analysis that there's nothing we can do, and therefore we can't be sued over something we have no control over. But in fact, if you look at the statutes and the cases, the city, as the proprietor of the airport, has, under federal law, the ability to set noise standards and other standards for the airport. And therefore, the basis for her conclusion that the city has no liability goes out the window.
Green ribbons for the F-35 creator, Nicole Citro, says the attorney has confirmed that the city council cannot do anything on a legal basis to block the jets nor dictate to federal authorities how the airport can be used.
Even though by name you are the landlord, because this airport was, constructed and continuing using federal funds, that you're not in a position to be telling the federal level what and how this space is going to be used. That was definitively what we wanted to hear, that Burlington City Council really did not have the ability to make this type of position statement.
Greater Burlington Industrial Corporation President Frank Coffey has been active advocating for the F-35 from an economic development perspective. Coffey notes that the public comment period to the Air Force regarding the F-35 basing decision is over, and the city weighed in on the issue 10 months ago.
If there is a basing decision to the Vermont Air National Guard, then the Air Force and the Vermont Air Guard will mitigate any of the legitimate concerns that were verified during the federal environmental impact statement process. So the only thing that a resolution can do at this point is really embarrass the state of Vermont and embarrass the Vermont Air Guard.
The Air Force could make a decision on basing the F-35 jet in early November. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.